Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, this is Cherokee Billy, and welcome to the Sacred Path radio program. And we're here today to talk about the signs that you are spiritually gifted. And joining me is my dear friend Ray. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning.
And how are you today?
Oh, I'm good. You know, it's a little chilly, but other than that, it's good. Yeah, no problems. Cats are happy. That's all that counts.
Oh, yes, the cats. Absolutely. If they're not happy, nobody's happy, right?
You got that right.
Yeah, that's another sign you're spiritually gifted, cats. Anyway, we're here to talk about that. And, you know, most people don't understand that if you're a spiritual person, you're going to go through more trials, hardships, tribulations than the average person because you are gifted. If you weren't, you couldn't handle it as well. And that's something people always figure if they become spiritual or attachments to God or whatever they may believe, that it changes, but not really. Anyone who has been a strong figure of light, you'll see that they've gone through great trials and tribulations. And one of the best examples of this is Jesus. He came to earth to understand what it was like to be a human and have the feelings and emotions that we do. Look at what his life was like and the tribulations he went through. So there it is. That's what you can expect often. Ray, you got thoughts on this?
Yeah, I mean, it's not only that he come here for to save us all, to save our souls and everything else, but he would come here just also to know what it's like, to have tribulations. You know, his mother, his dad, everything, the hardships, people mocking him, people praising him. So it's the whole thing that, he knows what it's all about. And like I said, his main purpose coming here was to save us all from eternal damnation.
Yes. And again, he's a good example of things that, again, you could be doing everything right spiritually, but the world may be all against you and everything may come against you. That's just the way it is. So don't think you're doing something wrong when you're facing these hardships. A lot of people feel that they're out of favor with God or something along that lines, which is not true, and one thing you can always do is keep yourself protected in the white light of God, and the blue light of Archangel Michael. These are important things to remember. You do have help here. It may not be always what you want, but there is help.
And you should always, like you said, you should always protect yourself because the bad spirits, out of a lack of word to use, will attack you just because you're trying to do good and you're trying to be in favor with God. And the blue light and the white light will protect you from all the bad spirits.
Yes, and I always did my teachings or in readings, whatever, I always bring up the white light, the blue light, because it is critical, especially in the world we live in today. You don't know when you wake up in the morning and when you go outside your home what you may encounter. And if you don't have yourself protected, get ready. You could be in a lot of trouble. But let's talk about the eight things that affect spiritually gifted people. I think that's what most people want to know what it is. Okay, number one, you're affected by the moon. During the full moon and a new moon, the moon's at its most powerful. And this can cause you to feel restless, drained, or energized. It can go many different ways. So you need to learn to flow with the rhythm of the moon and how it works with you. Now, here's one that I know Ray can relate to. Waking up at 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. If you wake up between those times, you may be getting messages from the spirit world. That is when spirit is most active. it is quiet. The world's at a sleep state, and they can get through easier. I always say in dreams they will come through. But whatever message is coming, try to relax and receive them. Number three, animals are drawn to spiritual people. The senses of animals are a lot stronger than those of humans. They can sense kindness or evil in people. That's why I always trust an animal around someone else. They're going to tell me who they are. Animals can sense our aura, and they gravitate more towards spiritual people. They know they are protected and safe in the company of spiritual people, so that's why they want to be around them. So look at animals. Your surroundings affect your emotions. Go ahead.
Personally, and I think a lot of people feel this way too, if an animal doesn't like somebody as a whole, I mean, there's always exceptions. If an animal doesn't like somebody as a whole, you got to really look at that person to see what's going on, because animals, they as a rule, they like everything, whether they be horses or dogs or cats or whatever, chickens, whatever the case may be. If they don't like somebody, there's a reason why.
Absolutely. And I trust an animal far more than humans on reading, on spirituality, on reading people. They do it better than we do.
Absolutely.
That's for sure. You know, I know this, you know that. Now, another thing, your surroundings affect your emotions. If you're gifted, your strong emotions may cause things to break or electronics to stop. When this happens, ask for the white light protection so that you do not cause problems again. That protection is always needed. Animals can, I would go back to animals, can often act strange when they sense these strong emotions coming from spiritually gifted people. Cats might be staring at different places, and dogs might be barking for no reason. Pay attention to your pets, as they may be barometers for what your emotions, what you're sensing, what's around you. So think on that. This one I find interesting. Strangers will approach you. People who need healing or help will feel attracted to spiritually gifted people. These needs could be physical, emotional, or mental. These people might not be labeled disturbed, but in reality, they are enlightened beings who just don't know it. That's why they're attracted to you. Another one, a sign is you can tell when the weather's going to change. A lot of people get this. They know what's happening before it hits. They're like a human barometer. So pay attention to anything you pick up about weather. Seven, we're at doing 8 points. Seven, you're able to sense negative energy quickly. Woo! If you're a spiritually aware light worker, you can easily sense the change in energy when someone negative comes into a room. Boy, I know that one so well. I mean, that is an overwhelming one for me, because most people are so negative nowadays. This is one way you can practice, like reading people. Again, looking at a deck of tarot cards is not a spiritual psychic reading. Reading people is an intuitive gift, and try to increase that over anything. If you do, you'll be surprised at how quickly you can pick up on other people. And last but not least, if you experience more challenges than the average person, you're spiritually enlightened. The negative forces want to keep you down, so your goal is to keep on fighting to spread the light no matter what. Now, those are the 8 points. You want to bring up anything there, Ray?
Reading people is a very good thing, just in life in general, not alone anything else. The industry that I was in, I pretty much had to read people to understand what the heck was going on, whether they were going to be a jerk about things or understanding or just there to have a good time. Reading people is extremely, it keeps you out of trouble too. I mean, you could sense somebody is going to, if you're out on the street, going to do harm, or at least I can anyhow, going to do harm to you or to somebody else. And it's always good to read people and know what to expect. Now, there's always exceptions to the rule and everything else, but you know basically what they expect they are going to do.
And like one thing I noticed with people who are spiritually gifted is, you know, you may pick up an energy about someone that's really negative, and yet they seem so nice and calm and peaceful, and you doubt your instincts, and yet later on you will see this person really wasn't so nice. So don't mistrust your first instincts.
Always trust your gut, out of a lack of word to use, which is usually your first instincts. On anything, whether it be a person, an animal, or whatever. As a rule, animals are going to be great to people that they can tell good or bad. Now, I mean, you got a badger. Badgers don't like anybody. But, it's just, as a rule, the everyday animal will, whether it, like I said, be a horse or a dog or a cat, they will tend to, they will tell you right up front what's going on. All you got to do is just look at them and watch how they do things, watch what they do. Like you said, if a cat, and my cat does it quite often, lays at the bottom of the steps and looks up the steps and just stares. Now, I often wonder, and I even ask, who's up there, what's going on, or, you know, whatever. And it's usually, if it was a bad spirit, they're running. But if it's a good spirit, then, that's my logic anyhow.
I know you have a lot more connections to spirits than most people. I always say you have a better connection than I do. You just have that gift, and some people do, to spirits. So I think any spirit around you is going to be in the positive because of your connections being so strong with spirits. I don't see how it could be anything else.
No, I'm sure now, there's always negative spirits running around.
Well, there are. And I've seen negative spirits, and I've seen positive. I've had one-on-one encounters with demonic spirits. I'm talking spirits, not in a human form. And it's quite something to do, believe me. And they are real, those spirits, the negative. There's a lot of people who don't want to believe in the devil. The devil's very much alive. Hey, he's glad you don't believe in him. You're following in with his plan. But it's a lot happening all the time with spirituality. And as a spiritual person with gifts, you're going to get it harder than the person who doesn't have any gifts, and also a person who's totally following the way of the world, which is opposite to God.
Right. I mean, people, they do a lot of, in this day and age, of course, I guess in any, but I mean, there's a lot of, listen to the news and look at different documentaries about the drug use, about the alcoholism, about just everything like that. And if that's not that's the way of the world, that's not the way of the Creator. The Amish, I don't know how they do it, because I don't know if I can do it. And I'm just talking about like the kids, the guy that went in and killed all the Amish kids a couple years back. They automatically forgave him. I don't know. I could, but I wouldn't want to see the individual again. You have to forgive.
Right. You have to. for your sake, not for the other person. It's for you.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah. I mean, you have to forgive the people for whatever reason they did whatever they did. But, yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know if I can, I do it. There are people that I have forgiven. But on the other hand, like I said, I don't want to see them. And pretty much all of them, pretty much all of them are gone. So they already have answered for whatever it is that they do, just like every one of us have to answer for whatever we do. You know, I don't have to answer for Joe Bob, or Joe Bob don't have to answer for me. Everybody has to answer for themselves. And, you know, and that what gets me through all of it is people answer for themselves. And I don't have to answer for somebody else.
Well, it's, you know, it's a challenge to be a spiritual person, for sure. You know, because you're going to see things, feel things, experience things different than someone who is not trying to follow the path of God. It's much different. So remember, if you're spiritually gifted, light worker, empath, whatever you may be, you're going to experience things different than someone who is not following or trying to follow the light of God.
And they will have I don't know. As a rule, I guess, you know, they're going to have things harder than somebody who's just going with the world, out of a lack of words to use. You know, I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's like Jesus said, you know, your reward is not here. It's in heaven. Even though
also,
a lot of us would like it here.
Oh, yeah, we definitely would. But, you know, it's also in the Bible about if you're friends with the world, you're an enemy of God, because the two just don't see eye to eye. Best way I can think to put it. That's why empathic light workers, spiritually gifted people, are often so different. And they don't know why. They may not be aware of their gifts, but they are different than the average person. So remember that for yourself.
Right. I mean, it just, I know if I told people what I have, I don't know how to say it, what I have seen and things like that, they'd have me in a nut house. But I know
I understand that one.
I know for a fact I have seen, I have felt, I have heard things that I guess maybe a lot of people haven't heard or seen or felt. So, you know, I mean, it's just, but I keep this, it's nobody's business anyhow but my own. So I keep it in me versus running and blabbing. You know, it's just like if you do something good for somebody, you know, you don't need to go around, hey, guess what I did to this? Guess what I did? Nobody needs to know what you've done. You need to know that's all. You know, you don't need to want all the credit for it because, I mean, personally, I could turn around and I can give $100,000 to St. Barbara Indian School, okay? But I wouldn't want any credit for it. I would probably say, okay, here's $100,000, and this is from, you know, whoever, you know, Trisha or whoever. I wouldn't say me. I wouldn't say, you know, I wouldn't want the credit. I'm better off not taking the credit than, you know, trying to act like a big shot.
True. You know, it's a good way to look at it. And many times people who are light workers do not realize they're light workers. That's another thing. People often don't realize it. They just have this natural thing with them. They don't have to practice or work at it. And I wanted to bring up, if you're having problems in these areas, I can help you. through a private session. I have a lot of spiritual tools to help you to get past what you're going through. So remember to check out my website, Cherokee Billy, spiritualadvisor.com, and see what I offer.
And I have to say, for everybody who's listening, she's very good at what she does. Everybody isn't, 200% right all the time, but she's very good and she gives you the answers. You may not want to hear the answers, but these are the answers that she gets.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
People don't like them. Go ahead. Because I've done readings for you, so you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I get answers on stuff that, believe me, I'm far from liking them. But it's something that, I'd rather have something. If I'm in the hospital and doctor comes in and goes, I just tell me what's up right straight. And they tell me, I'm better off with that. So I know what they expect versus hearing all the stuff that goes along with it.
Well, that's why I mentioned about, a tarot card reading. That is not a true spiritual psychic reading. That is reading tarot cards. And people think that's a reading. Not at all. I've had people do readings with tarot cards around me, and they can spend 5 minutes on the one card, whereas in 5 minutes I will have answered 3 or 4 questions because the answers just flow. They come quickly. I don't need to tap into something else. I'm going to get the answer. And again, I tell people, you may not like my answers, so be prepared for that. I do warn people because it's not going to be one of those pat you on the head. Everything's going to be well. Everything's going to be fine. Oh, yes, that person will fall in love with you, and you just need to be patient. All those sorts of things I don't do. I will tell you straightforward. If the person's a good person, I'm going to tell you. If they're not, I'm going to tell you. I go into every aspect, and it just happens. It's a natural flow.
Well, that's the way, and I know people, they want to hear what they want to hear, but what they want to hear is not always what they should be hearing, out of a lack of word to use. They should be hearing the truth instead of, like you said, a pat on the head saying, oh, everything's good, Chicken Little's running around saying the sky's not falling. I don't know how else to say it. You have to, if people don't want to hear what's actually going on, they want to hear what they want to hear versus what's actually there.
Exactly. And it is hard. And as a light worker, empathic, whatever you want to call it, you see reality probably more than most, and it's not always easy. That's why often people who are extremely gifted spiritually are not always happy people, because they can see beyond and know things that are coming, and it's not always easy to be happy.
No, people just, like you said, they don't see, they'll see good, but they see eventually it's all going to be good. For me, that's why I always try to joke and laugh. Some people get my humor, some people don't. But, that's just
unfortunately, me. I get your humor.
But, people just, and some people, no matter what you say or what you do, they can't laugh. They can't. They're so grumpy or so focused on the negative that they don't know what's good and what's not good.
Exactly. Very good point right there. And nobody's perfect. Far from it. But spiritually gifted people are usually trying for the best for the world, for themselves, for their family, for their loved ones. That's what I've observed.
Yeah, they try, they They try to enjoy life. They worry about what they worry about the focus on the positive versus all the negativity. And then there's so much negativity in this world anymore that it's scary. It's really scary. You listen to the news. I bet you one time in 2 months you hear something good like, dog was saved from falling into a well, or something like that, or a little kid.
Yeah.
Something good, something positive, something that works out great. Instead of hearing negativity.
Well, yes, unfortunately, the world is negative. The news is usually negative. It's very rare it's positive. You notice, if you listen to the news, 90% is negative and maybe 10% positive. Very low figures.
You're being very nice.
Yeah, I try to give it a little more credit, but the media controls so much of what we think, and people do not realize it, but I'm not just talking news, the internet, anything that you're focusing on, it's trying to convince you of whatever it is. And it's not so easy in today's world with all the inundation of the internet, cell phones. Cell phones, the most detrimental thing to people there ever was. They are not smartphones. They are making people stupid. People do not think. They do not read.
Well, it's like you go down. It's like the old movies. You know, they used to have movies like Top Hat, Flying Down to Rio. You know, the dance movies, the good guy, the good and bad guy cowboy movies.
Right.
But it's just. You know, now it's all stupid stuff. I mean, they do stuff in movies that really don't need. You know, they see these people shooting these guns, and a lot of kids don't know the difference. But when they say cut, everybody picks up and goes and has lunch. A lot of people don't know the difference. And Hollywood is responsible for a lot of this, too, because of what they're doing.
Yes, well, again, they're part of the media, really.
Right, right.
Think about they're part of it. And it's all geared to making you think a certain way. I saw a quote of Mark Twain. I'm going to paraphrase it, but it really struck me as brilliant today. I think he was such a brilliant man. But this, he said, if your vote really counted, they wouldn't allow you to vote. And I thought, now that is well said.
Exactly. And I mean, like now, without getting into politics, they have the electronic or the electoral college. And why don't they just count the votes and see what's going on? This guy has 100 votes this guy has 105. Well, then the guy with 105
right.
wins.
Well, the electoral I can't say it. The electoral college
yeah.
has been around since I've been around. I mean, way back in the 50s. So it's been around a long time, and it does influence things. But we're down to the last minute, so we want to sum up things on the spiritually gifted. Any final thoughts here, Ray?
The only thing I can say is, trust your pets. Trust animals, trust your instincts on what's going on. Work the full moon and the new moon for good versus what usually happens in the full moon.
Exactly.
Focus on the positive, not the negative.
You can always turn things around, and instead of, like Grace said, focus on the positive of it and let go of what is negative. And keep your eyes focused, on the light of God. That is going to help you through anything. Use the light of God for protection, for encouragement, for everything. God's there for a reason. Anyway, I thank everyone for listening. Thank you for being here, Ray. God bless. And
thank you for having me. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy